20-year-old Ashley Martin is frustrated.
Well, honestly, they've put me in areas that I really don't like, and it's just getting nowhere fast.
Since she was a sophomore at Leon High School, Martin has worked at grocery stores stocking shelves and at restaurants cleaning tables, sweeping, and refilling napkins and towels. But she's found the opportunities she's getting through her job training program aren't what interest her. Martin has other plans for her future.
Being outside with nature, because really, I'm a nature woman. I don't like being stuck inside 24/7.
Yeah.
It gets really boring really quickly.
Martin's dream job is one where she can work with animals, preferably horses. But opportunities like that are hard to come by. Many of the state's big disability workforce programs, like vocational rehab, tend to steer participants into several different types of jobs to try and determine where a person's interest lies. But Agency for Persons with Disabilities Director Barbara Palmer says agencies that support people with disabilities could do a better job in listening.
Because there are different levels of employability for people, and we've got to be realistic about that. But more importantly, is like Ashley said, is knowing what is their passion. Let me put it this way. Everyone is going to be more successful in whatever job they have if they're passionate about what they do.
Palmer says a job shelving food may work for one person, but not for another. And helping diversify and expand job opportunities is a priority for APD as it works on its partnerships with other state agencies and disability groups throughout the state. One place those groups are focusing on now is the transition from high school to college or the workforce. And in Leon County, local disability groups like Ability First are pushing hard to do just that.
Well, we are trying to expose students who have disabilities into various careers to see what their interest level is and to give them a real-world exposure to what it would be to work there day in and day out.
For Ability First's Carrie Milhouse, building a strong mentoring program which connects people with disabilities to business mentors in the community is a cornerstone. Milhouse says her group has lately found a number of mentors in science and technology fields.
We have graphic designers, like from Awards for You, for example. We have had people from the MagLab and people from the High Performance Materials Institute not only do a job shadowing day, but a whole internship for a student. We have forensic people, you know. We have healthcare careers that involve, you know, research and using microscopes and testing blood and, you know, things like that. So we actually do work really hard to get careers outside of those that we traditionally see people with disabilities pictured in.
But while mentorship programs are great for students, Milhouse admits turning those mentorships into permanent positions remains a challenge.
And one thing I've learned there is that being flexible, it convincing employers that if they are willing to be flexible and willing to be open to somebody requesting an accommodation and seeing that with that accommodation, things go beautifully, things work well, and in the long run, they've got a solid, loyal, consistent, proud employee. It can be that simple.
And Ashley Martin and Agency for Persons with Disability Director Barbara Palmer agree. They say it's about finding meaningful work with employers who understand their needs.
I mean, people with developmental disability or any disability have truly special abilities. They're very loyal. They're very passionate. They come to work on time. They
and
do
they
the
want
things
to put that to use.
And they want to put that to use.
But they're not able to because
they haven't been found the right thing yet.
Yeah, and they keep being thrown into
something
that aren't what they need.
Right.
October is Disability Employment Awareness Month, and Ashley says she hopes her job prospects will get better. Earlier in the year, APD received $500,000 to begin an internship pilot program in more than 10 counties to connect employers with potential employees. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.